USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration resumes trade negotiations with China on Wednesday morning. President Trump, addressing GOP supporters, says he will hold Beijing accountable when it comes to trade.
Trading abuses and theft of intellectual properties and so many other things that they've done to us. I don't know how you people allowed this to happen for so many years. You've been here longer than me. But they really have. They've taken advantage of our country. And you know what? I respect them for it.
He also said he'll wait until after the 2020 election to try to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Chicago voters have picked former federal prosecutor Lori Lightfoot as their new mayor. She'll be the first African-American woman to lead the city and the first who's openly gay. Lightfoot campaigned on ridding Chicago's government of corruption. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Entrepreneurial kids in Colorado have something to cheer about. USA Radio's Chris Barnes explains.
Colorado kids can operate side businesses now without having to get hassled by the cops, as Governor Jared Polis has signed the so-called lemonade stand bill into law, allowing children to operate temporary businesses without having to get a permit. The bill got its start after police shut down a lemonade stand in Denver's Stapleton neighborhood last summer. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is indicating he's unlikely to order a Mexico border shutdown this week after Republican and private pushback, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. The president is now recognizing a full closure of the border would be a large blow to the economy.
It's a very big trading partner, but to me, trading is very important. The borders are very important, but security is what is most important.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fox is apologizing for a mistake that happened over the weekend. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The graphic team at Fox and Friends Weekend made a significant boo-boo during the early minutes of Sunday's broadcast, the show later apologizing for it. It seems they put a chyron under the TV picture that said, "Trump cuts aid to three Mexican countries." That's what the banner read right after the show began at 6 a.m. Eastern. The actual news behind the graphic involved the Trump administration cutting aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, none of which are Mexico. Only one of them, Guatemala, even shares a border with Mexico. The graphic had stayed on the screen for about 30 seconds. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's more dilemmas in the Me Too movement. Two women who accuse Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault are speaking out. Political science professor Vanessa Tyson wants Fairfax to resign.
I think there should be a public hearing. I think that...
Not an investigation.
There's a difference between hearings and investigations. And investigations often allow people in power to sweep things under the rug.
Tyson appearing on CBS This Morning. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.